Katrina's in Ilford. Morning, Katrina.
Hi, Krista. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, can you explain this? I mean, okay, we understand that dogs and some other animals have the ability to smell and use their senses we're familiar with, but how can you explain a dog that knows 24 hours before the owner's coming home and starts laying by the front door expecting that owner? How can you explain that?
Krista, it's a really simple explanation. I've been doing this for 10 years now. All animals communicate through telepathy. So
I'm sorry, my dear. I thought you just said that all animals communicate through telepathy.
Yeah, they do. They do.
I mean, you did just say that in a very, very rational, normal way, but you are saying that animals are psychic, aren't you?
Well, psychic abilities are a completely different thing to actually being telepathic. Telepathic is picking up your thoughts, and psychic abilities is actually predetermining what's going to happen in the future. So when animals pick up your thoughts, for instance, when you're talking about how does your animal know you're coming home in 24 hours, when you've thought that thought in your head that you're going to be traveling home the next day, your animal's already picked up that thought, so he knows you're coming home the next day. The only problem is they don't have any capacity of understanding distance or time and space. So they wait at the door as soon as they pick up your thoughts. So they don't know what 24 hours looks like or it feels like.
But why your thought then? Why doesn't the dog telepathically read the wrong person's mind? Why is it your mind?
Because the dog belongs to you and it picks up your thoughts. It doesn't care about what the neighbor's thinking. It cares about you. It's connected to you. It loves you. The dog will wag its tail when it sees you. It won't wag its tail when it sees the neighbor. So that's why there's a connection between the people that the dog cares about.
Katrina, I'm worried to say that that is about the most rational explanation we've heard this morning. But the rational explanation is we have to accept that dogs are telepathic. Is that what we're saying now?
All animals are. I mean, they have a form of communicating between themselves when they may howl or when they may bark, but they communicate telepathically through interspecies. So I actually do telepathic work. That's how I know what dogs are thinking or what they're trying to say. My dog actually passed away in May, and she was completely deaf. But I had this special ability of communicating with her, and I called her from one room to the other, and she would come without even seeing me, without me talking or hearing me. So this is an ability. The problem is, Krista,
how did you? So, Katrina, then how did you learn to become a telepathic dog communicator?
That's the thing. I think everybody has the ability. I just fine-tuned it. I was able to make it really, really pristine, really, really fine. And I teach people how to do it. So
okay, well, teach me. You've got 2 minutes till the news. Can you teach me how to be a telepathic dog communicator?
I wish I could teach you in 2 minutes, but it does take a little bit longer. I do workshops. So basically, everybody has the ability. And I think people are waking up now.
People are definitely waking up now, Katrina. I mean, it's 3 minutes to four, and we've just announced on the radio that dogs are telepathic. I mean, if that doesn't wake people up, nothing will.
Not just dogs. Krista, let's get this right. Not just dogs, but all animals are.
My mistake.
And I think that is, it sounds rational, but a lot of people still are scared about these kind of things. That's why they think I might be woohoo and I might be a fairy from somewhere else. But we have to think about these things now because it's the new things people are waking up to. And the more people realize, the more they'll have the ability to do it as well. We block it ourselves because we're scared, we're frightened. And as soon as we understand how it works, the practicalities, it's a very simple thing. It's nothing woo-hoo. It's not out of Mars or aliens coming into your head or anything like that. It's literally, before we spoke, we were able to communicate telepathically anyway. And with the language that came up, the spoken language, people became rusty with sending out information through telepathic abilities. You look it up in the internet. It's all over the place. It's a scientific reasoning to say that animals are telepathic because that's what they're finding out now.
But the thing is, how would you ever properly know? Because it's only going to be humans that can say that animals are telepathic, because the animal is never going to be able to say, oh, actually, yeah, I'd like to confirm that Katrina was telling me to go and put the kettle on and that she enjoys EastEnders. Do you know what I mean? How would we ever know?
I think, Krista, the way you would know is, I think if you research animal communicators, I am able to pick up... actually, I have vets who actually call me up they send me a photo of an animal before they operate because they don't know what's wrong with the animal. And I'll be able to give them the general idea of where the problem is, whether it's the kidney or the liver or the spleen or whatever. And then they find out, you know, obviously you make mistakes. You can't be accurate 100%.
Well, I hope that you don't make too many mistakes. You know, oh, I was getting a kidney in my mind then, but actually it turns out it was the liver.
No, but I am very, very accurate, and they only will operate when they find out.
But we pay these vets to diagnose, and they call you, Katrina, and say, "Will you find out whether
they can't read the mind of the animal. They can't read. They can't feel what the pain. In fact, I'm given the pain where the animal is feeling the pain, and I actually work with people scanning the whole body through telepathic ways as well. So that's what I've been doing for 10 years, and I've been very successful at it.
Do you make a good living from it, Katrina?
It's my only income, so yes. Yeah.
What do you charge? What would be the fee if I wanted to get on a better footing with my dog and wanted to start communicating telepathically? No, what would be your rate?
Christy, you better hurry up because my charges are going up. But I charge £85 for an hour consultation, 45 minutes to an hour consultation. And the things that will come out during that session will have you believing it, because I will tell you things that I'm not meant to know about your dog or your life and your animal. I won't be able to know any other way but through telepathic ways. And you'll be surprised, and you'll think, my God, does she live in my house? Because that's how accurate the information will come through.
Wow, Katrina, I'm surprised now, my love. I'm already surprised. Thank you. That's Katrina in Ilford.